Let's talk about what it means to create some campground marketing magic and how you can use it to level up your park's marketing. I'm Alex Burkett, and this is the Outdoor Alliances Podcast. Hey, everyone. In today's episode, I'm going to go over seven or eight things that you can do to really use marketing as the best communication tool that's out there and really analyze what it means to be an average park or a park that's really spectacular, and some of the things that they might be doing that you're overlooking that can allow you to create some magic for yourself and attract more customers. So this is sort of a really nice quick list that you can sort of think about in your mind and start to go over. It's like, all right, I want to take this. I'm at a five. I want to get to a seven, or I'm at a seven and I want to take it all the way up to a 10. You know, what am I missing from this thing? And you might come away from today's episode thinking about one item in particular that you're saying, all right, that's the one that I really need to focus on to get me from that eight to the nine or the nine to a 10. Or you may come away from this list saying, man, I don't really do any of these things really well. What do I need to do to start to put any one of these things into action and begin to start to create that level up on yourself? I mean, really just challenge yourself as we get into the fall. So here's the list. We're going to go over all eight. I'm not going to spend a ton of time in depth on each one, but this is really going to be, like I said, a hit list for you to go over and analyze. Here's what I need to do to create some magic at my park. So number one, parks that do really well at capturing the guest experience in a unique way focus a lot on stunning visuals. Now, this can be breathtaking photos, videos, even virtual tour type elements can work well. But customers and parks who are able to sell their experience and where your guests can actually visualize their experience are always going to perform better. And the great thing about this is when you focus on stunning visuals, whether that's a photo shoot at your park or you going around on a golf cart and simply taking photos of unique things, these are items that can be used in multiple areas of your marketing. So anywhere that you're posting on social media, on your park website, on in-person type things like billboards or flyers or other things that are seen around the local community, all of these visual elements will help sell that experience and help your guests really visualize what it would be like to stay in a site, what it would be like to engage with your activities, or any number of things around the park. That visual element and really that storytelling ability is really key here. And if you're not thinking about that storytelling and what your park looks visually, it's just as important to think about your park visually online as it is to also think about that in person. You know, you might have great landscaping, you're doing upgrades at your park, everything's looking good, but if your marketing doesn't reflect that and you haven't done a photo refresh in a while, now is the time to think about those stunning visuals so that your park actually reflects all the work and care and time that you put into it. The second thing that I would focus on to really level up your marketing is going to be social media engagement. Now, I've talked before about the importance of being on social media, and we've done some platform-specific deep dives, but if you're not really, really focused on the engagement and really what that means is the effectiveness of that platform, you're missing out. Sharing your camper stories, behind-the-scenes moments, your special offers, things that are going to create some buzz and attraction are key. You just posting photos or getting into a regular content rhythm, that stuff is great, and that's the consistent elements of your campaign that get you into the marketing world, right? It allows people to know that, hey, I'm serious. I'm committed to a schedule here. You know, it sort of builds that muscle, if you will. It's like working out three times a week. Well, if you're posting three times a week, that's great. You've started to work out the muscle, but what do we need to do now? We've got to increase the weight, or we've got to start to do something different to build other muscles. Well, this is sort of a different muscle. And it's one of those things where, like I said, you are building up that weight a little bit differently. So focusing on that engagement can be really crucial. And focus on multiple platforms, whether that is Instagram, Facebook, whatever it is, focus on the engagement metrics on those platforms. So if all you were thinking about before was the quantity of posts, now think about quality. What questions are you asking? What emotions are you provoking? What storytelling ability do you have through that posting itself? why would people want to comment or share or like it or engage with it in a particular way? I mean, if you can't even answer that question as the park owner, well, it's not going to really be translated to your customer in a way that's really meaningful. So that three times a week, yeah, it's great and you've done a little bit of work, but over time that starts to become meaningless. Just like working out and only lifting 10 pounds every time you go. It's great at first, but eventually we've got to figure out those ways to begin to increase our levels. And that engagement metric is one way that you can do it. I would also add, make sure that if you start to incorporate engagement as a focus, you track it. Some sort of analytics, some sort of reporting, get in the habit of doing that as well, where you're actually measuring the result. Same thing in the gym. You got to measure, am I losing weight? Am I gaining muscle? Did I lose inches? You know, whatever that is for you, you know, you've got to look at that more deeply and figure out, you know, what can you do to really improve it in a certain way. Speaking of social media, another area you can focus on is user-generated content and encouraging your campers to share their experiences using some sort of hashtag or metric that you're able to use. So they could either be tagging you, like I said, using a hashtag, but something that's going to allow you to really share their experiences from an authentic viewpoint. It helps build trust with other campers to say, yeah, look at this person who just posted their photos here. You know, we're going to promote that as the type of experience that you can have if you stay here as well. So it's a really great way to leverage the content. You don't really have to think about what you're posting for that day, and you're really engaging with your community back. So we just talked about social media engagement. This is the other type of engagement where you're engaging with them. Find ways for them to engage with you and ways that you can share their stuff and engage with them. So you can get a lot of use out of a couple times a week posting your stuff and a couple times a week posting their stuff. You're going to start to see that return come about. And it's going to encourage other campers to share their own stuff. So all the better for you to save time and not have to focus on that. People are naturally going to do it because they want to highlight and show off the cool time that they had as well. So it does start to create that virality, and you'll start to see your engagement pick up if you have a focus on that user-generated stuff for some time being. Getting a little bit away from social media and the visuals, I want to talk about email marketing for a moment. If you don't have even a monthly newsletter, something where even if you're just doing it during peak season and you're sharing it six times and maybe a couple times during the off season, we're talking about, you know, 8 to 10 times a year at a really, like, this is a very basic level. And that's not even what I would recommend. I would recommend much more than that if you really want to actually build a meaningful list and something that you're able to curate over time. You need more frequent touch point. But even if we keep it at a monthly newsletter and you have some sort of email list, you've taken it from any online bookings that you have, you've developed it over time and you have it, doing a monthly newsletter will help you share those updates, promotions, upcoming events, and fill in any weaknesses that you might have. So staying in touch with your customers that way is really key. And again, focus on once a month, build that muscle up, and as you start to see results, you can use the platform more deeply and really build out some good email marketing campaigns. Next, let's touch on a little bit about SEO optimization. Now, all of you that are out there listening to this are probably have a website that's up and running. Maybe you are a new campground looking to take advantage of this and you have nothing available as far as a website goes. Well, this is something you can build into that strategy. But if you have a website and you've never really thought about, okay, I get my, 50 people a month or 100 people a month or even 500 people a month that are visiting my site. You might be a smaller park and saying, all right, like I'm good. I'm at a good spot where I'm at. But you've never really thought about increasing traffic before. This is the way that you can do it for free. It takes time. You might have to learn how to do it. You might have to hire somebody like us. But SEO optimization is really important in terms of website ranking, using the right keywords, creating valuable content, and really getting a great website that performs well on mobile devices. That SEO optimization is super important. And a lot of people don't know that your website doesn't come SEO optimized. It's not as though you can just build a random site, do nothing to try and get traffic to it, and a bunch of people are just going to come. you know, I shouldn't say, you may find that that's the case, but guess what? Your brand has got to exist. You've got to have a really defined focus on getting people to come there. There's a lot of other elements that you can do to curate traffic, but it's almost like you're missing out on this whole other avenue if you don't optimize the site for SEO. I mean, it would, again, sort of like be getting 50, 60% there. You've got great design, great content, but nobody can find it. And you're doing nothing to try and direct other campers who might have an interest in staying at your park back to your website. And best of yet, it's free and it only gets better over time. So it's one of the cheapest and easiest things that I would recommend today, especially if you're getting a new website designed already or created, or you're doing it yourself. Make sure that you incorporate that as a part of the process during the build phase. And there are tons of free articles and guides online, even just searching, how do I SEO optimize my website? Stuff will come up, and if you have the time and the resources and the know-how to do it, you can begin to do some basic things to put your website in a better position and stay optimized. And then finally, as we round things out, speaking of with your website, consider having an online booking system. I feel like this is something that's self-explanatory, but yet I keep having to talk about it because I run into situations where it's just not available and the park, for whatever reason, chose not to have one. I mean, I would so recommend getting one, and there are a number that you can choose from. And to be honest, it really is just a necessity at this point for campers to reserve their spot. You want something that's user-friendly, that's easy to use, and it really is a must on websites today. It's really hard to go without it and direct all of this traffic online and then get somebody to have to call in to make their reservation. I mean, it's sort of, you're losing those conversions and those visitors by going through that process. And it's almost just silly to not put a reservation system in place that helps streamline the process and work better for you as the park owner. And then finally, last thing that I'll recommend to really start to level this up is focus on your reviews and testimonials. You know, as we talk through and go through this process, and I've sort of pieced apart, you know, social and websites in this list. I mean, a lot of these elements touch both of those keys because I think they're really the pillar stones of your marketing overall. And if you can get just those two good, then a bunch of other stuff is going to start to fall into place. And that's also where I see, because of how important they are, why so many people miss out on really dialing them in. They have them, they know they exist, they might do something with them, but they don't do enough. And this last piece is a complementary piece of marketing with your reviews and testimonials, and encouraging your campers to leave reviews on platforms like Google, TripAdvisor, campground review sites. It builds credibility with your brand, and it also supports your website. That is a huge ranking factor in terms of SEO optimization. And it's a great source of feedback. Make sure you've got somebody, whether it's you or somebody else, either on your team or externally, who's responding to the reviews as well, especially negative feedback. And putting a campaign in place using your email marketing, using your website to direct people back to your profile, leave those reviews and begin to build them up over time. It's something that's really key to support the other areas of your marketing. And it's really hard to be successful if you're not actively getting new reviews and getting positive reviews, 4 or 5 stars. Because even if people are loving you and they're not doing much to share about it, you know, you're just going to have a hard time ranking, building your Google listing, and beginning to have a good website that's going to perform with the SEO standards that you need it to be. So as we round things out, just remember that the most successful campaigns that I've seen that can create this magic and that are just really well-run campaigns, they build a community and they really align your marketing with your business objectives. A lot of these things are things that you're probably already doing. Social media, a website, you have review channels, you might have a booking system. But all of the areas that I touched on today will help you connect with your audience in a better way, delivering them a better experience. It's going to certainly help bring in more campers to your park. And it's really going to be something that over time will begin to level up your park's marketing and take you from maybe an average park today when it comes to your marketing to the park that everybody's raving about and that you see online everywhere. So I would recommend, like I said, go over this list, write down the area or areas that you need to focus on, and get ready to make some marketing magic this off season when you put this into place. All right, guys, I will see you back here soon for another great episode. In the meantime, share this episode with a friend who might need it, and consider subscribing wherever you get your podcasts, whether that's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you get them, we're likely there and have our show on that platform. And until then, I will catch you back here for another great episode of the Outdoor Alliances podcast. Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you soon.